This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A few weeks ago, I told you about the plan to change the United States into a North American community, a space in which trade, capital, and people flow freely. I have heard from some doubting Thomases who believe that this plan is so far-fetched that it couldn't happen here, and if it were really a threat, we would hear about it on TV or radio. Here are some reasons why I believe this plan is a real threat to our country. The Bush administration has posted it on the official website of the U.S. Embassy to Canada. The plan is backed by some of the most powerful people in America, members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Senator Richard Lugar, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, held a friendly hearing on June 9 for one of the authors of this plan to tell us how wonderful it is. The Senate Republican Policy Committee, chaired by Senator John Kyle, issued a policy paper stating that the reason Congress passed the Central America Free Trade Agreement, known as CAFTA, is integrating more closely with 34 hemispheric neighbors, thus furthering the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas. Now, that agreement is even worse than the CFR plan because it involves North and South America. President Bush met at his ranch and at Waco, Texas, on March 23rd with Mexican President Vicente Fox and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, where those three committed their governments to the goal of building a North American community. How could anybody want the United States to have open borders with Mexico and Canada? Our country is so different from every other country in the world, in freedom and in the prosperity that flows from freedom, that integrating with any other country would destroy everything we know and love. Where are our national leaders to stand up and say no to plans by powerful people to bring about radical changes in our system of government, our culture, and our economy?
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, when an army is winning its war, what does it do? Does it hold its position? No, it advances. It pushes forward. It attacks. The army of lawful Americans fighting to control illegal immigration is advancing on fronts in the U.S. too numerous to count. 2 weeks ago, I was in the state of Illinois with the Chicago Minutemen at a highly successful summit put on by Rick Beseda and Rosanna Polito. The measure of the success was not just the contents of the summit, but the veracity of the protest against it. A couple hundred people showed up. Vicious, violent, ugly, all within their First Amendment rights to be as un-American as they could be. Well, the same successful, ugly portrait was painted again yesterday here in our state capital of Sacramento. 250 valiant, courageous, law-abiding Americans of all races, creeds, colors, sizes, weights, genders, and ages showed up to show their support for the organization that has so shamed the American government and those in power, the Republican Party. The biggest thing to happen to this movement in my years has been, that's right, the Minutemen. We gathered there on the state capitol steps yesterday to honor them and show our support. The Minutemen's success and those valiant 250 Americans were validated by the harsh, racist, ugly, anti-American, and extremely vulgar 200 protesters that showed up. Now, you hear stories that, it was 600 people. That's a lie. Don't believe the Associated Press and don't believe the Sacramento Bee. There was about 200 of them, and they were loud and ugly. They did all they could to disrupt us, but it didn't work. They had bullhorns, whistles, drums, and every other means they could find to make noise, but to no avail. Not only did it not discourage the folks who came from all over California and as far as away as Chicago to attend, but many people who were merely there sightseeing the Capitol building saw the hateful and anti-American display by the protesters, and guess what? They joined us. They absolutely joined us. People who had no idea we would be there became part of us as they were introduced to the real world. Bravo! Bravo to them. Speaker after speaker hammered out the need to fix illegal immigration, and the protesters' cries of racism was instantly silenced when no less than five of the speakers were Hispanic, and one speech was given entirely in Espanol by my buddy Zoni. That's right. Peter Gadiel from Massachusetts talked about losing his son to illegal immigration. Tim Donnelly talked about the Minutemen, as did the Godfather himself, Jim Gilchrist, who was there. Andy Ramirez talked about the border, and Ray Haynes told us about the next phase for saving America, all about the Cal Border Police Initiative. My buddy Sonny Sardo was there showing the importance for good Americans to replace the bad ones in Congress, and naturally the sweetheart of our movement was there, Lupe Moreno herself. Great speeches all, heard loud and clear. Many that I don't know and I don't have time to mention tonight, I can't remember all the names, and I apologize for that, but they were all good folks, all rousing speakers. But the two stars of the show, folks, the two stars of the show were my buddy Mark Williams from KFBK in Sacramento, heard five nights a week, who did a masterful job as the MC. And the other star was the Sacramento area law enforcement. Good Lord, folks. I'm going to tell you, this was the most courageous, brilliant, strong, forceful police I've ever seen in my life. Between the Highway Patrol and the Sacramento PD, both mounted and on foot, they showed what real law enforcement is like. They kept a vicious and unruly mob in check. And I mean check like punks. I mean, they were checked to the point where they couldn't be checked anymore. They had them out there on the sidewalk and would not let them advance any further. And when they got out of line, they didn't knock heads, but they used what they needed to do. They did it with style, and they did it with appropriate force, folks. And we applaud them. More than that, we thank them. And for those of you who think that they were protecting a bunch of hapless old geezers, let me just say that our people were self-restrained. We were self-restrained from attacking them when they tried to attack us. They weren't all old, and they damn sure weren't all geezers. And let me tell you something. At this event, had they been allowed to attack us, you would have had a news event because a lot of people were ready. It was a great event, folks, a fabulous event. And when they asked yours truly to speak, which they did, and I was honored, I reminded the crowd that those protesters were exercising their First Amendment rights. That's right. I will defend their right to stand there and scream at us because that is our Constitution. And then I thank the protesters because without them, the press won't come. The press won't show up. The press hates us. The mainstream press cares not for us one bit, folks, and will only show up when they smell a confrontation. So I thank them as loud as I could for their numerous Mexican flags, their signs filled with disgusting images laced with vile profanity that would embarrass a sailor, and their bullhorn amplified chants of F the Minutemen. Oh, yeah, over and over they would say F the Minutemen, loud and clear, in front of children, old people, didn't matter to them. Because that's the kind of people they were. They validated us yesterday and announced to the world that we are a threat to them. We knew we were. See, folks, if I was them, I wouldn't even show up at a protest. I don't believe in protesting anybody else. Because when you do, you validate who they are. You are saying that that person is a threat and that's why I'm here. They are stuck in my craw, so I must show up and show that I am disgusted by them. And that's what they did. We are threatening them. They know that we're right. They know that we're winning. They know we're advancing. We're like a snowball rolling down a hill. And we're picking up speed, and we're picking up momentum, and we're coming. And we're going to fix this problem within the law. And they don't like that. And these vile people would have us silenced physically if they could. Whereas we won't silence them because we recognize their First Amendment rights. You know why? Because we're Americans. And we know the First Amendment must be protected for all. Not just for those who we agree with. But they don't see it that way. They want us silenced. And I'm telling you, we are a threat. We are going to continue to be a threat. They validate us. We knew it. They knew it. And now guess what? The world knows it. To be continued. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. For the last 12 years, Merrick Bob has been employed as special counsel to the Board of Supervisors to serve as monitor of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. This job pays him about $200,000 a year. Naturally, Bob wants to keep his job, so he finds problems with our department to keep his salary coming. He does this by producing lengthy reports which criticize our department without ever consulting the deputies. Merrick Bob's reports are negative, not just because they're justified, but simply to promote his longevity. Bob took issue with District Attorney Steve Cooley, saying he declines to prosecute deputy sheriffs. According to District Attorney Cooley, his prosecutors are required by law to review all evidence before making a determination, unlike Mr. Bob. As president of ALAD, I back Steve Cooley, who faults Merrick Bob. I would like to see the Board of Supervisors stop using Mr. Bob as a monitor. His findings lack support and are printed simply to keep his job alive. Instead, I suggest a civilian review board with members who have law enforcement experience. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Don, KDWN 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those of you who want to call, all agree, disagree. And you folks that are opposition, don't call and try to trick Les. Don't punk out. Just call him and say you disagree. And now guess what? I'll be extra nice to you, and you go to the head of the line. I take your calls first, but you got to let me know that's what you want to do. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Guess what? You're not going to even guess. We got another Republican tonight. That's right, Bill Frist from Tennessee, Senate Majority Leader. You know, folks, if you check your calendar, it's Halloween. And the Republican Party is about to give you a trick with no treat. Trust me, if you allow it. Senate Leader Bill Frist of Tennessee, recently back from the Texas-Mexican border last week, announced that the Republican Party is now, all of a sudden, serious about illegal immigration reform. All of a sudden, he just realized there was a border down there and that he should go to it, and now he's serious. The senator said that the things he saw on the border made him understand. Wow. Thank God for that. I think the only thing he understands is doing the bidding of President Bush and nothing else. In a TV interview with Hannity and Combs, he kept going on about us being the land of immigrants. Boy, that's a new one. And how his home state of Tennessee depends on illegal alien labor. That's right, folks. A United States senator actually said that. He talked around it. He talked next to it. He talked under it. He talked behind it. And then he came with what most of us knew he would come with. It was the same old flim-flam, the bait and switch that politicians have been doing for hundreds of years. Give the people something they want to hear, then give them something else they want to hear, and then drop the bomb and give them what the whole thing is all about. He said early next year a three-tiered illegal immigration platform would be unfolded. Yay! Okay. First, border security. We got to secure that border. Yes! And then more after that, he said, would be the second interior, the tier would be interior enforcement. Yes! And then third, and this is what they're really after, a guest worker amnesty. Part one meant nothing, lie. Part two meant nothing, lie. Part three is what the whole conversation was about the border being opened up with a guest worker amnesty. That's what it was about. And all this other stuff about border enforcement and interior enforcement is a flim-flam. That's all it is fake. It is the BS, folks, and they're not going to do it. It's all about getting that amnesty passed, and Bush will do anything he can to get it done. It is unbelievable to me. The first two were the anesthetics to put us to sleep, the sugar to make the pill go down. They will do anything they have to do for this amnesty. And what angers me the most about it is the Republicans said, put us in power and we'll fix it. Well, they've been in power. They've got the Senate. They've got the House. They've got the presidency. And they have done nothing. Not only have they done nothing positive, they have done negatives like announcing amnesties and lining people up the border and increasing the numbers 3, 4, 5 times who come across every time President Bush makes a statement. Now he's got frisks out here talking about, we're serious. We're serious. We're going to fix it. Don't buy it. And don't let them push this. And call your senators and tell them you don't want it. And tell them you understand the first flim-flam. Say that 10 times fast. And I guarantee you, if you put enough pressure on, they will recognize that 85% of us out there is not going quietly into the night. This week, Senator Bill Frist, Republican of the state of Tennessee, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. You know, folks, they're going to have hearings on this. They're going to talk about this. They're going to go over and over and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. And eventually they're going to try to push through an amnesty, which we don't like. Most of you have never been to a hearing. I have. And I got a guy on the line who just recently got back from a senatorial hearing. He's going to tell you what takes place. John Clark. John, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
I was listening to that Sacramento thing. Yes, they have been attacking the Minutemen all over the country because they are a threat. And you're a threat to them also because you're telling the truth. This Senate judicial hearing on the 18th, this was really quite a sham. And I think it's really important to let the American people know what a sham this is, because I heard from various people around the country, they said they were going to start celebrating, breaking open the champagne when they heard that they're finally going to enforce the border.
Yeah, right.
Well, this is all nonsense. Now, the line outside, people were waiting some even 4 hours to get into this hearing. Well, the first 7 rows were reserved, and they were reserved for the speakers. It was a stacked deck. And the person who stacked the deck was Arlen Specter. Now, the people that they had as their witness list, one, Frank Sherry, Executive Director of National Immigration Forum. I think you know, and I know who this man is.
Yeah, one of the most despicable, detestable human beings in the history of human beings.
Yeah, he led the charge against Proposition 187. I saw him at Liberty State Park when the FL-CIO supported bringing all the illegals back there. I think you remember that a couple of years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Also, the
Immigrant Freedom Ride.
Yeah, and it was sponsored by the AFL-CIO.
Right.
And, you know the rest. Michael Chertoff, Elaine Chao, Secretary of the Department of Labor, Douglas Massey, Ph.D., and the only one that they put in on our side was Mark Kerkorian, the Center for Immigration Studies. And when I say stacked deck, is the first 6 rows were reserved. The people waiting outside in line for 3 hours were just left there because all these friends, Tamar Jacoby, I think you know who she is, from the Manhattan Institute, She's a front person for the Bush administration. And it was just a complete sham. And all they're saying all the things that the American people are saying, what they want done. All they're doing is parroting what the American people are saying. They know the American people have fed up. They've had it. So they say, okay, we'll throw you this bone, but in the meantime, they're going to take the whole cow.
That's what it's all about. That's what I was talking about with Bill Frist.
And I found out about Bill Frist. I had a meeting with a friend of mine who is in the Senate, and I met with him after, and I said, you know, you guys really stacked the deck against us on this. He said, no, it was Arlen Specter who had complete control over this hearing. And I said, you know, they're going to piggyback this guest worker program, which is an amnesty on this. He says, oh, you know, you're probably right. He said, that's probably what Bill Frist meant. Well, now we have to deal with the second part. You're right about Bill Frist. He's the front man for this, getting this amnesty, it's an amnesty. We know that. Everybody involved knows it's an amnesty. It's not a guest worker program. The other thing I suggested to him, I said, you know, if you're really serious about this, why don't you put in place, you say you want interior enforcement, something that's not going to cost the taxpayers or anything, is make, right now they have a program called EVS, run by the Social Security Administration. It's Employer Verification System. Now, right now it's a voluntary program. And I said, if you're really serious about interior enforcement, make it mandatory. Every employer has to sign up for this employer verification system. And what this is, we initiated this, a lot of us back in 95, 96 with HR 2202. It was a employer verification where the employer would call a toll-free number. If a person came in, like yourself went in to be hired, and he would call a toll-free number, and it would come back yes or no. No other information, just yes or no. Now, if it came back no, that that person was not legal, that person can still be hired, but they would have 30 days to prove otherwise. Now, the employer would be given an identification number so that if it ever came out that this employee he hired was the illegal, he's taken off the hook because he has this identification number.
Well, see, they're not going to make it mandatory because they know if they make it mandatory, something will get done, and they don't want anything done.
Well, what he said was, he said, well, the Chamber of Commerce wouldn't like that.
Yeah, well, there's always somebody not going to like it.
Well,
John, let me ask you this about this Senate hearing. Did anything ever get resolved? I mean, that we would agree with? I mean,
no. All this is it's a dog and pony show just for the. It's a smokescreen.
To make us think they're doing their job, and they're not doing anything.
No.
You know, I've been to these congressional hearings where nothing ever gets accomplished. They just sit there and talk.
Now, the other thing that they're burying in this, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they plan on selling immigration visas to fix the budget. They want it. Now, this is going to go in this bill also. They want to give an additional 350,000 immigrants per year visas. These are work-based visas, and they're going to charge them for them. Now, this is simply outrageous. I mean, there are so many people that are doing it legally. I think, you know, my wife is one of them, 3 years waiting just to, get change of status. Meanwhile, these people are flooding across the border illegally, criminals, and now they're going to reward them. They're first rewarding them with, letting the child become a U.S. citizen, which is ridiculous. Brian Bilbray tried for years to get that fixed, but he couldn't do it.
There's others who've tried to fix it also, and it's something that is going to eventually have to be fixed.
I mentioned this to my friend in the Senate, I said, you know, if you any type of guest worker program has to be run on the basis that there is absolutely no American that will do that job.
Well,
and I said, if you put together a job bank.
My opinion on guest worker programs is that they don't exist, and we have too many things that have to be done first. We need to deport these people out of our country, number one. I mean, close up that border, not to commerce. We're not talking about the commerce. We're not talking about lock up the border where nobody can go in and out. we're talking about people that should come in, can come in. People that should go out, should go out. We give visas to those we trust and we rely on. And then we deport these people out of our country. Now, what we need to do, we need to take a poll of Americans. How many of you want all 20 million of these people deported? Ask us.
Well,
ask us. No, hold on, John. Ask us what we want and then deport these people. Now, once we've done that and once we've secured that border, and then we sit down and discuss whether or not we need a guest worker program and how it should be done. But we're so far away from that, we don't even discuss that now.
Well, they're not going to do it, Terry. They're just going to run, you know, the American people have to take the reins in their own hands.
Well, that's what we're doing now.
This government can't or won't do it.
That's why the Minutemen are so important, and that's why the Cal Border Police is so important. That's why Prop 200 in Arizona was so important. That's why these other things that are going on in other states now, that they're getting initiatives to do the same thing. That's why they are so important, because we got to take this out of the hands of these sorry, piss-poor politicians that don't amount to anything but their own greed and their own power. And that's what's wrong with the Republican Party now. I heard Sean Hannity, and I'm going to talk about him later in the show. Sean Hannity is born again. I love this guy. You know, I couldn't stand him, but he's right. We have got to stop being party members and start being Americans, and that's what's going on here. John, before I let you go, we've run out of time here. Is there any more hearing schedule that you're going to be at?
No, but when they, I'll get word from the Senate when they're going to have the next one. I understand that Chris Simcox may testify at one of them, which I doubt they will, because, like I said, they've stacked the deck against this. They're not going to do anything. You know, if they were going to do something, they've had since 1986 to do it. So why would they start doing it now? He said, well, we're going to have more people. I said, look, I photographed 123 Border Patrol vehicles at the Campo Station in California, 123, but only four agents on the border. I said, you know, I know that's just for the media to say, look what we're doing.
Right.
It's a waste of money. We need to demand that the EVS system be made mandatory for all employers.
Well,
this will push them up against the wall and force their hand.
Right, and even if they don't do it, they have to tell us why.
Yeah.
And they have to explain why they won't do something that is so simple and so fundamentally the way this is. I mean, this is fundamental. This is something that we need to do, make it mandatory. And then the employers, and we have to eliminate that word knowingly. Employers who knowingly hired illegal aliens. No, we're going to make it, if you hire them and you don't check enough, that's on you. And you will be held responsible as though you did know. That's how we got to do it. John, I got to go. I got a heartbreak coming up.
Okay, push the EVS, though, would you, Terry?
Will do.
And
will
also
do.
English. English as the official language.
Yes,
very
sir.
Important.
All right, John Clark, thanks for coming on, buddy. We appreciate the update. Stay in touch.
Okay. Bye.
All right. This guy's back and forth to Washington, D.C. all the time, folks. He's what I call an insider, which he is. He knows everybody, and he gets a lot of inside information. I wanted to bring him on tonight to tell you what goes on at these hearings that you hear so much about. Some of them are good, some of them aren't. But what happens is very little gets done. They talk, and it's like my father used to say, do you want to fix the problem, or you want to talk about fixing the problem? I say, we fixed the problem. We've talked about it long enough. I'm going to play a clip for you now from a guy. This guy here is a piece of work, folks. You know, everybody says you talk so much about Republicans. You must hate the Republican Party. Actually, I love the Republican Party. I love what they stand for. I love what they are supposed to be. But what I don't like is what they have become. But the Democrats are worse, and that's why I never talk about them, because they suck. I mean, they are just unbelievably horrible. Well, here's a guy who is running the Democratic Party here in the state of California. He is the Speaker of the Assembly. Okay, this is the head guy. He's the Speaker of the Assembly. He's not the head of the party. He's the Speaker of the Assembly, and he's a Democrat. And here's what he thinks of people that don't look like him, sound like him, and have the same allegiance to the foreign country that he has. This is Fabian Nunez. And this guy is horrible. He is absolutely horrible. And someday he's going to try to be the governor. And after that, he's going to try to be the president. And it is our responsibility to stop him, because his racism really comes out in this clip. Senor Nunez.
Get 10 people ready to go with us to that march in Washington, D.C. in 96. And I guarantee you, just as we mobilized 150 people to the streets of Los Angeles in October 16th, we can mobilize 1 million people and bring Washington, D.C. to a standstill. And those rednecks that are out there making decisions for the betterment of their communities will think twice before they push forward anti-immigrant legislation against our community. And so that we can show our people that the time has come for us to come together on what brings us together instead of to sit down and bump heads. And so I ask everybody here, how many of you agree, if we can leave here with one thing today, that in 1996, we are going to Washington, D.C. on a mass mobilization there to bring Washington to a standstill so that they know that we're there and that we begin to put into place those things that are necessary to ensure that we advance the interest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We got a full board, folks, some new names up there. I'm going to get to everybody. I promise you I will. But before that, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group. You can find him at thecapitalgoldgroup.com. Call him at 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, can I ask you a question?
Please, Terry.
I'm sitting here, not literally. Let's say I'm sitting here. I got a bunch of $100 bills in my left hand. I've got some gold coins in my right hand. Which hand do I trust the most?
Well, in this day and age, you definitely would rather have the gold. It's definitely worth a lot more than the dollar. And unfortunately, this situation isn't going to change anytime soon. Gold's the only investment that's actually kept up the rate of inflation for the past 200 years. And the 1950s dollar is today only worth 12.6 cents. So people really do need gold in their portfolio. Gold's going up, it's in the news, and what we're offering your listeners this evening is the chance to find out the facts themselves, and courtesy of the Capital Gold Group, we have an insider's gold guide to them. It will show them how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices, which gold coins will actually be better for them in the future, and supporting everybody gets a free Kennedy half silver dollar, and it's our way of getting your listeners, you know, acquainted with precious metals.
Well, that sounds good to me. You know, I hear people talk all the time about they want something that they can depend on. And the other thing, and I've mentioned this to you before, people want something they can feel in their hands, some investment in some stock market or something that they can't see, or maybe some treasury note they've got somewhere. This is something they can actually hold in their hand. They can keep it safe somewhere where they can get to it when they want it. If they need to, they can cash it in. And it's always going to be worth something. It's not ever going to be devalued like paper money could. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Gold is solid. It's the alternative investment, Terry. It's the flight to safety and security. We've been trained by our brokers to buy stocks, buy paper assets. Well, this is the time you should be protecting yourself with solid gold that you get to hold on to. And you can find out more by receiving our free Insider's Gold Guide at 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594, and I'm sure, Terry, you'll be giving that number out as you normally do.
I'm absolutely going to give it out again. You can go to the website. That's www.thecapitalgoldgroup.com. The number is 1-800-510-9594. We will give that out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, I want to thank you for coming on with us tonight, buddy. You're giving us some good advice, and we always need that.
Thanks, Terry. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. You take care.
Thank you.
All right, folks, there's our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose. Let's get to these phones now, folks. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, hi, Terry. Boy, I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to give some important things that we have to do in a chronological order because it's very critical. As you know, Jim Gilchrist is running for Congress, and there are a lot of people who unfortunately vote early absentee. So the point I want to make is that if we want to really help Jim Gilchrist get elected, people need, if they're going to contribute money, they need to contribute at least a week before the first voter votes. Well, some people will be voting as early as the November 8th election, or maybe a day or two sooner, because they can vote, I believe, 30 days before that December 6th election.
You know, that's important, Elliot, because they said that Campbell came in with quite a few, a really nice majority of the absentee ballots. So you're absolutely right. That's a good idea. Go ahead.
So in addition to mailing a contribution to Gilchrist, I'd like to give his address over
Please.
The phone.
Please, absolutely.
It's Jim Gilchrist for Congress. P.O. Box 2308, Laguna Hills, California, 92654-2308. And if you don't have one of those little envelopes, you just fill in your occupation and who you work for if you're giving a large contribution. If it's a small $10 or something like that, you probably don't have to. But any sizable contribution, like $100 or more, you should list your occupation and where you work. And then another thing I want to mention is, in addition to contributing to Jim, of course, he has a website, www.jimgilchrist.com, and you can get information on where his headquarters is and what you can do there. We also have to support this California Border Police initiative.
That is so important, Elliot. That's the premier issue other than voting for good people right now.
That's going to end in December too. So these are the two things that we need to do right away.
I agree.
Send a check to Jim Gilchrist. Send a check and get petition signatures for the Border Police, and they have a website. I think it's California Border Police.
No. It's CalBorderPolice.com.
Oh, Cal Border Police.
CalBorderPolice.com. And for those of you who are not online or don't have a computer, that's okay. We won't hold it against you. You can give them a call and get your petitions. It's 916, area code 916-443-6703. That's 916-443-6703. Elliot, I want to thank you for the call. Those are good things. We need to get on that right away. I appreciate you.
And one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Sonny Sardo will be running for Congress,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
So another good person that's worth supporting.
Sonny's a good man. Sonny was up there with us in Sacramento yesterday. I was proud of him. He gave a rousing speech. And he let us know, you know, we got to replace these people who aren't doing what we say. And Mr. Dreyer, when I use the term Mr. loosely, is a guy that needs to go. His time has come and gone. He's never been for us. He's against us. He's against this country. He needs to go.
Thank you very much for your great radio program.
Thank you, Elliot. Thanks for the call. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
And you know what? Mr. Dreyer has been sending out he's been sending out petitions to people. He's been sending them out in the mail. He's been getting them, telling people, you know, get your Cal Border petitions in. This guy's got a lot of money. This guy's got a war chest with millions of dollars in it that he's collected. When's he going to put up some money? Why doesn't Dreyer put up some money and donate to the Cal Border Police Initiative? I'm asking him right here on the air. You people that live in this district and you people that don't, why don't you call Dreyer up and say, you know what, Mr. Dreyer, put your money where your sorry mouth is and contribute. Give some money to the Cal Border Police. This guy could buy the signatures himself. And as far as I know by law, he's allowed to do it because other politicians have given their money. So why isn't he doing that? He's sending out petitions to his constituents. What is that? Give me a break. That's almost nothing. This guy should be sending them some money. What he should do is give them $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. They could buy the damn signatures. So that's what I'm asking you folks to do. Call Dreyer's office and ask his people when he's going to put his money where his mouth is. Good luck. I want to hear the end of this one. That should really be something. Let's go to Wendy, calling from Northridge. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Your guest on Clark, very frightening when he said that they will be selling passports, selling that you can come to the United States if you have the money.
For us to raise revenue. Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine?
And what's the downside of that, Wendy? What are they going to cost us once they get here? We raise, what, $3,000, $4,000 maybe from them, and then they come here and put us back $15,000 in the first year.
I think if something like that happens, then some major strategy needs to be done in America, because you're literally, Terry, and I'm not lying, you're talking overnight, between 5,000 to 15,000 people will be applying for that because they'll come up with the money. Don't kid yourself.
Absolutely.
And the thing is that one of the problems, too, is also because of the war that's going on. It's costing America over $1 billion a day, and it's just getting worse. And the thing is, Terry, the Congress and the Senate both know that the budgets that these guys proposed is nothing compared to the money that they actually need.
That's right.
And now they are absolutely losing their minds. And, of course, they've got two more years of this administration. And the thing is, there's nowhere to run. And they're like, you know what, we're just going to have to start doing it. We're just trying to go out there and get money any way we can. But the thing is, the backlash, the American people is going to have to absolutely stand strong for the backlash.
Well, you know what,
we're
Wendy?
Going to have to stand up.
Wendy, you're right on the money. And let me tell you something. We have proven that our voice does matter.
Yes.
We have put pressure on these people. Look at how many of them now are talking about illegal immigration. Guys who never talked about it before. Guess why? Because of the pressure. I mentioned Sean Hannity, and let me just say this before we go on, Wendy.
No problem.
Sean Hannity, as you folks know, I couldn't stand. Sean Hannity was he's nothing but, he was a Bush hack. He's a Bushite. He's a Republican first, American second. But this guy has seen the light. Sean Hannity now is talking about he's not going down with his party. I heard him say it on TV the other day. Sean Hannity said, guess what? The Bush administration, the Republican Party, has let us down on two things. Number one, spending. Number two, the immigration issue. And he says it is deplorable that the Republican Party, his party, is in office, in power, and has done nothing to fix the problem. I applaud him for such speech. I applaud him for coming out and saying that they are wrong. And I never heard him say it before, and I'm not going to worry about what he did before. I applaud him for what he's doing now. Right on, Sean Hannity. Go ahead, Wendy.
I totally agree. And another thing, too, I'm a Republican, and I am speaking out against the party.
Well, you always do. You speak for what's right.
That's right. That one of the problems is 2 weeks ago, or 10 days ago, just a week ago in the paper, the Republican Party is trying to back to get rid of the taxes on your house so that you can't even write that off.
Right.
And I said, can you imagine the average person who works two and three jobs now just to own a home is trying to buy a home so that he can write it off and then he can raise his family in some type of level. And now they're saying that you won't be able to buy a home, you won't be able to write anything off. It's absolutely come down to absolutism. And the Republican Party, I mean, it's like these guys have, like, they're brain dead. And I speak out against this.
Well, you know, Wendy,
it's totally wrong what's happening in America. This isn't about the parties. It's about the issues, Terry, and what you're doing. And Gilchrist, who said today on the John Spring Show that I like I am a Republican, Reagan Republican, but I am not going down with the ship.
Well,
this is communism. I'm not going down with it.
Well, you know what? More and more Republicans are saying that now, and that's important. And you know, Wendy, I want to make this point. I'm not anti-Republican. I believe in the Republican Party, but the Republican Party has slipped, and that is why people are turning away from it. All of them are not that way. Not all Republicans. We're not saying that. What we are saying, the ones who have slipped need to be showed for what they are. I got to go, Wendy. You got any meeting?
Yeah, real quick. Yeah. I've got Bill Thornton coming in from Orange County to talk about the law, to help many people about admiralty law and common law, to show them the differences, who can't afford attorneys, so they can help them out. And it's this Thursday night at the Granada Forum, and the phone number is 818-385-4003. Thank you so much, Terry, and God bless.
Thanks for the call. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Ray, calling from Kingston, Tennessee. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you so much, Ray.
I wanted to let you know that I've been listening to your program for a long while, and I heard what you said earlier about Democrats.
Yes, ma'am.
Just so you know, you're speaking to a lifelong registered Democrat.
Oh, I know a lot of good Democrats.
But let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
It is the Democratic politicians that have bastardized this argument.
Well, Ray, the same with the Republican Party. It's same with the Republicans. It's not the members of the party. It's the politicians. I agree with you totally. Go ahead.
Yeah, the illegal alien issue has never ever been a partisan issue. It has always been a matter of right versus wrong and legal versus illegal.
The law.
And most of the Democrats that I know feel exactly the same way
I do. And Ray, we have contact with Democrats. They help us stay on the air. I have very liberal friends of mine who are liberal on every issue except this one.
Yeah.
They know that they want an education for their kids. They want jobs and good wages for their children, for themselves. They want to live in communities that are free of gangs and everything else. They don't want to live around chickens and goats in the middle of the city that these people bring in here. So why wouldn't they want this too? No, this is not partisan. This is about the law. And Ray, you are right on the money. It crosses all religious lines, gender lines, ages, and everything else. If you are a lawful person, you are for illegal immigration reform.
Exactly.
Well, I'm
for illegal immigration enforcement.
Well, that too. Well, that's what I meant when I said reform. But
yeah.
But I wasn't picking on you. I want you to know that. Ray, I got to go. Thank you for calling. Keep listening. And how are we coming in pretty clear there?
Yeah, you're coming in great. Well, I've got you over the Internet.
Okay, that's good too. All right, Ray, thank you for the call.
Evening.
You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, speaking of good Republicans, and there are a few out there still left, my buddy Sonny Sardo. Sonny, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
I have to tell you, it was an absolute pleasure to see you up in Sacramento.
Likewise.
Was a wonderful rally up there.
Wasn't it great?
Well, the reason I went up was for Jim Gilchrist, and as I told the crowd yesterday, if we had more people like Jim Gilchrist in Congress, we wouldn't have to be having these rallies.
Well, that's true, you know, and like I said, I couldn't believe the mixture of people we had. That was, you know, they want to talk about diversity all the time. Was that a diverse crowd or what?
It was a wonderful crowd.
All Americans.
You know, it's funny. I ran into a fellow from Northern California, and he told me, he said that the drywall industry up there has been overrun with illegals. And I says, Terry Henderson says that about Southern California.
It's the truth. All over the place. I hear it in Arizona. I hear it in Texas. I hear it in Indiana. I hear it all over the country.
These trades are losing their jobs to illegal aliens.
And you know what, Sonny? The ones that haven't lost have depressed the wages so low that an American can't make a living anymore.
Exactly,
and that's
right.
That's what angers me. How's the campaign going?
The campaign is going along very, very well. And I have to tell you, on November 12th, it's a Saturday, we are walking precincts again. We've been doing these major precinct walks, and I would love for people to go to my website, sardoforcongress.org, and just look it up, and it'll be on the website. And we would love to have them call the campaign and sign up, because I'll tell you, the only way to beat David Dreyer is as a Republican, which I am a lifelong one,
absolutely,
but in a primary, because the district is stacked for the Republicans, obviously. So a Democrat's not going to win in that district. But we can beat him in the primary with a lot of good precinct walking.
Well, I don't know if you heard what I said earlier, Sonny, about this guy saying he's put your money where your mouth is, Mr. Dreyer. You want to send out petitions to people. Send some money. He's got millions of dollars, and he hasn't done it. And you know why? Because he doesn't believe in it.
That's right. And I'll tell you, for all of his rhetoric, with he's been sending out letters lately. We must stop illegal immigration. His voting record speaks much to the contrary.
Those letters are a little bit too late, and his voting record is an F. It's always been an F. His voting record is horrendous. It really is. He's voted against us every single time, but now he wants to jump on the bandwagon because he hears your footsteps.
He has this legislation he's presented twice in two different forms about extraditing cop killers.
Right.
And Steve Cooley has turned it down both times. It is a joke.
Yep, it's a joke.
Well, I'll tell you, on November 12th, I'm calling for volunteers. If they would just go to my website, call my office, we'd love to sign them up. We're going to be walking out in the district, and that's how we're going to beat David Dreyer June 6th.
Give us that contact one more time, Sonny.
Just go to www.sardo4congress.org, or they can call 1-888-55-SARDO.
All right, Sonny. Sonny Sardo, folks. You know,
thank you.
There's guys out here that talk the talk, but Sonny's been at this quite a while. He's run before. He's running again. Let's give him our support because we need somebody that understands. David Dreyer does not understand, and we need to get the Republican Party's attention also by putting a guy in there who does understand what we say. Sonny, thanks a lot. Stay in touch, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Take care. All right, let's go to John, calling from Huntington Beach. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, three quick points. Number one, did you see the L.A. Times today, the cover story about how...
Mara Salvatrucha?
Yes, about how it's contributed our immigration policy to the gang problems.
Right.
Exactly. Well, good, I'm glad you did. Number two, read Time Magazine. It ends tomorrow. It's called The Great Retirement Ripoff by Bartlett and Steele. They wrote that wonderful book, America What Went Wrong, back in 91, and that's worth reading about how the politicians have been screwing the people, if I can use that word, for years by the lawmakers or lawbreakers by changing the laws around, which are taking our retirement benefits away. Number two, I wanted to ask you, there was another question. Oh, do you know about the 9/11 family? The coalition of families of 9/11 victims. Are you familiar with them?
They were at the rally in
That's
Sacramento.
That's right. So if the Minutemen are reactionaries, then I guess they can say it about this group of people too. But that's garbage because this is a group of people of all stripes, different races, who lost people.
You will notice something, John. They won't ever attack these people. They'll attack the rest of us, but they won't attack John March.
I understand.
They won't attack Peter Gadiel. They won't attack Bonnie Eagley. They won't attack any of the people who have lost somebody because that's a sympathetic issue. And if you attack them, you will be a pariah. You know what I mean? So they won't do that. These people have a legitimate reason to be in it, just as the rest of us does. Theirs is a little more tragic than ours.
Well, I'm glad that they've hooked up with you and have given their support. One last point.
Sure.
I was on the dial today, and I was listening to the lounge. You know, they're going to be going out of business at the end of the year.
690, yeah. I listen to them every day while I'm working.
Listen to them every day.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie Tuna does a show on there as well as a Big Mix, and he had on his guest Geraldo Rivera. I was surprised.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
And he is. And Geraldo Rivera brought up the immigration and the Minutemen issue without even Charlie Tuna asking.
Well, he was on with O'Reilly the other day.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and this is a guy. This is Geraldo Rivera is a racist. You know,
he's a racist, and
he's a newly arrived racist because he used to be a white boy. And
he
was Jerry Rivers, and guess what? He couldn't make it as a white boy, so he became a Puerto Rican. Now he's a Hispanic, and now everything that he does now is Latin this and Latin that. Give me a break.
Well, he was on the show there, and he was comparing. I heard him, and he said that he compared the Minutemen of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
He says, well, let's face it, all these politicians who are screaming and yelling about securing the borders, they're hypocrites because they hire cheap labor. And I thought to myself,
well, he's right. He's right about that. They are hypocrites. But John, remember this. There's two sets of people in this country.
Right.
Those who want them here and use them, and those of us who don't use them and don't want them here. So don't lump us all together, Geraldo. We don't want that. And let me say one more thing about Geraldo.
Sure.
And I got to go, buddy.
Oh, all right. I know you got to go.
I remember when he got hit with the chair. I'll leave it at that.
All right,
John.
I remember that, too.
Thanks for the call. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to my buddy, Zony. Zony, what do you hear? What do you say? Good seeing you up there yesterday, buddy.
Viva USA, viva Terry, and vamos adelante. That means keep going.
Keep going.
Good work. You
yes,
know,
sir.
I'm so proud that I met you there, and I met all these wonderful people.
Good
and,
folks.
And I usually don't say good things about the state employees, like the California Highway Patrol and all those guys who were on the big horses. But this time I'm proud of them. They keep all these nasty ratones, I call them ratones, the mouses, the guys who attack us, because we show them that we are for real, that I'm not hiding behind a telephone. Every time I talk to you, I talk on the Spanish media almost daily. And, you know, I'm for real because I'm tired.
And Zony, those people were I believe in the First Amendment. I believe in free speech. I even believe the Ku Klux Klan should be able to march in the streets because that's the way our country is set up, even though I think they're vile, detestable people. But those people yesterday, you read some of their signs in both Espanol and in Inglés. They talked about very nasty things. They had one old vieja who was there who had a sign. It was so vile against Jim Gilchrist, I couldn't believe the profanity on it. And I told this old woman, I said, how can a woman, a mother, a grandmother like you, carry a sign with this profanity on it?
The one that really upset me, and I'm sorry for my language in English, but that pissed me really bad, was the one with Jim Gilchrist on a cross.
That was the lady I speak of, and I say lady very loosely.
I couldn't stand it, and suddenly Jim Gilchrist's wife called me. I think her name is Nancy. Say, can you help me out? I don't understand why this lady is insulting me, insulting my husband. So I talked to the lady very, very respectful, but strongly, you know, get the F out of here because I'm not going to tolerate that, putting me down as a Latina. And she's an old lady. She'll have more respect. And eventually, you know, the law enforcement removed her from there because they can call me anything they want or they can call you, I believe, or anybody, but not in that way, not in that derogatory.
No, Zony, they have the right to say what they want, but you don't have to be derogatory with it. You can be respectful, and they weren't respectful to us, and that's why I'm glad you spoke out there in Spanish. They stopped and they listened to what you had to say.
Well, what I told him, and a lot of people ask me, is that they don't have the right. That's what I couldn't say to you yesterday, but they don't have the right to come with any other flag. They can have
that's
it
right.
In the pocket, they can have it or even in the park, but don't use it to insult me when I'm a proud United States
right.
citizen, and I have the right to be here legally
that's
because
right.
I never came to the
that's
country
so,
legally.
That's so true. Zony, I gotta go, buddy. It's
okay,
the end of the show.
You, and please, both yes on 73, yes on 74, yes on 75, yes on 76, and yes on 77. It's up to you, but I would love you to support the governor because the governor is trying to do what he can. He's not perfect, and
well,
Republicans are not perfect.
He's a lot more perfect than he used to be. Let's say he's getting better, okay? All right, Zony. Good seeing you yesterday,
bye-bye.
Buddy.
Take care.
Let's go to Jerry real quick. Jerry, about 15 seconds. I'm sorry, buddy.
Well, that's okay. Let me tell you something, people. Only citizens have the right of the Constitution in this United States.
That's right.
Don't forget that. You come across somebody with a flag that's from another country, you find out if he's a citizen. If he's not a citizen, you find out where he lives, and you get him deported.
Gotta go, Jerry.
O'Reilly did go against that O'Reilly really well.
Yeah, he did.
He
braced him real good.
O'Reilly,
I was proud. I gotta go, Jerry. Thanks for the call.
I can't understand that man than ever.
Get you on earlier next time, buddy.
God bless.
Take care.
And vote for all those good people who called in.
Don't forget to call our buddy Jonathan Rose at Capital Gold Group. That's 1-800-510-9594. And don't forget this week with the swings. We got two good ones. Gas gouger leeches and Aruba seatbelt law. You're going to love that one when you read it on our website, folks. I want to remind you, folks, that some good folks were out there yesterday. Those who had the masks and the tattoos and everything, they had their faces masked so they wouldn't be identified. It was unbelievable. But on our side, we had good folks. It was a nice time. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and my producer, Les Blinkhorn, for taking your calls. And I want to remind you, folks, we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And if you're in Phoenix, you need a car, you need an oil change, you need something done, used, new, whatever, go see our buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback in Phoenix, Arizona. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. The TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.